It's a busy time on the campaign trail for 13th District Republican candidate Regan Deering, an entrepreneur and activist.
We're on Quail Hill Road in Monticello. I think I've docked on about 12 at this point today.
What seems like the biggest issue if people say that they're concerned about one issue?
It's typically been the high gas prices and the rise in inflation. Just the cost of everything seems to be going up, groceries, gas.
Elsewhere, at a Juneteenth celebration, Democrat David Palmer, a local businessman, celebrated with community members.
Yeah, we're at the Juneteenth celebration here at Douglas Park in Champaign, and it's going well. We got an amazing turnout, an amazing event. It's just a really good community kind of day here.
Patrick Finkston is a political analyst. He says on the Republican side, it's a two-way race between Decatur-based politicians, Jesse Rising, and Regan Deering. Former political journalist Terry Martin and aerospace engineer Matt Hausman are the other Republican candidates. On the Democratic ticket, Finkston says Nikki Budzinski, a former aide to Governor J.B. Pritzker and President Joe Biden, has an advantage over David Palmer in both the primary and general election.
Nikki Budzinski has run a race that has been very careful and has said nearly nothing. So that she can be in the catbird seat for November.
But Finkston doesn't think it'll be a, quote, slam dunk for Budzinski. He says the road to Congress won't be an easy one. I'm Harrison Malkin, Illinois Newsroom.